What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're like most professionals I know, you've built a successful career, but you're still wondering if you're making the smartest moves with your money. That's where Mezy comes in. It's the AI-powered platform for tax strategies, investment insights, and clear action steps. No confusing reports, just answers, without spending thousands a year. Thousands of tech professionals, doctors, and other higher earners are using Mezy to manage serious wealth. Go to Mezy.com and see what modern wealth building looks like. That's Mezzi.com.
Hey, hey, and welcome in. This is the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for checking out the pod. If you are on Spotify or Apple, we appreciate you. You should come on over to the YouTube page and subscribe. That would be great. Tons of Bears content, and we'll see if we add some more content in different areas, whether it's Bulls stuff or White Sox stuff, onto the video platform. But if you're on the audio platform, we would love it if you would come over. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. This is my city, and this is my office where I do the podcast from. I wanted to take one episode of the pod to talk about some specifics about why the Bears want to leave Soldier Field. Some of it is self-explanatory, and I know that for many people that have followed this story, you might know some of this, but I wanted to give you some of my experience from covering the team and covering the team as a reporter, covering the team as someone who hosts a talk show, covering the team as someone who does a television show, or at least did a television show that focuses on the Bears. I guess at the time I was doing two TV shows that focused on the Bears. There's other reporting that I want to do, and that'll be in a different episode. That has more to do with what's happening right now with Indiana and Arlington Heights and whether the Bears can figure out where they want to go and if there's a better deal out there for them. But I wanted to use this episode to walk a couple of things back and just give you my perspective of why the Bears want to go. And this is not me saying that the Bears should leave Soldier Field, although I completely understand their motives in this. And that's what I want to kind of work through inside of this episode of the podcast. If you're sitting here and you're like, man, the saber rattling that is going on with the Bears right now has been out of control, to a certain degree, you're right. Historically, though, the relationship between the Bears and the Park District through the city has not always been great. I was born in 1975, and I'm just waiting for someone to throw in the damn GIF from Kevin Hart. But back in 1975, the Bears had kind of threatened they were going to leave the city. And then Mayor Daley threatened to take Chicago off of their name. Like, that's the type of stuff that's been going on for 50 years. There's the political football, no pun intended, that is the Bears and them being involved in the city. There's practical stuff too. The practical stuff is because Soldier Field belongs to the Park District and the Bears have a partnership with the Park District, the revenue generated from it doesn't benefit them as much as having their own place would. Another aspect of it, and it's a football aspect, the Bears don't always have say on what happens at Soldier Field. And these type of incidents have come to a head, let's call it over the last decade, where it might be a Metallica concert or Beyonce or Kanye building a house on Soldier Field. Soldier Field's turf is routinely at the bottom of the surveys in the NFL. Pittsburgh is usually the worst, but the Bears are usually next to worst. Now, credit to Matt Eberflus, and you are hardly ever going to hear me say that. He did a great job of changing what the turf was, and that's made it a little bit better. But the problem is, one, it's an outside venue. So there's only so much that you're going to be able to do without having a roof on it to keep the grass green, to keep it playable, to make it so that it's not dangerous. The Bears have always, under George's leadership, have felt that a natural surface is better. And you remember back in the 80s, Soldier Field had a turf field. They've done studies and they feel very confident in their studies that natural grass keeps players healthier. And I tend to agree with that, that it's a better surface, but the technology in fields has gotten better. It's not the old hardest concrete AstroTurf that used to be out there in the 80s. It's not the surface where Wendell Davis blew out his knees at the vet back then. It's not that. A lot of places are using hybrids. Like Green Bay uses a hybrid. There's a lot of places where the turf surface plays and acts better, a lot, like light years better than what we associate with like AstroTurf. So, but I tend to agree that if you're going to have an outdoor stadium, you might as well have a natural surface, but keeping that natural surface at pristine is difficult. And the Bears are a partner with the Park District. But let me just, this is my experience, okay? And I'll just tell it to you. In Bourbonnais, when the Bears were at Olivet Nazarene, or when you go to Hallis Hall, they will rotate fields for practices. So let's say that there are four fields. I think they have five now at Soldier at Hallis Hall. But let's say that they have four fields that they can rotate for practice. During training camp, those fields are getting beaten up because you have more guys that are on the team. You're out there for a while longer than you might be during a regular season practice. And you can rotate them and keep those fields fresh. The groundskeeper who's been with the Bears for forever, Kenny Marock, is amazing. Whether he was taking care of the field at Hallis Hall, which has been renovated over the last decade, that's a present from Ryan Pace, or the fields down in Olivet Nazarene. And for you Bears fans that went to practices down there, even in the middle of summer where the sun was beating down on those practice fields were safe. They would move them, they would rotate them, and practices went off without there being any real problems. When you have other tenants that use Soldier Field, it's up to the Park District to keep the same standard as the Bears would want when they play there on Sunday. But if you're the Park District and you know that the Bears are only in your building 10 times a year, I guess 11 if you count the family day practice, and you have other things coming in, you have Beyonce coming to do a show or whomever is going to be there, Taylor Swift, they're putting in risers on the field and that damages the field. And those setups are elaborate. If you've ever seen the Taylor Swift crew come in, like they do a whole production, same thing with Beyonce, same thing for Metallica. There were times when I was covering the team, they weren't often, but it happened where you would get to, I think the Prep Bowl, right? Like you have a prep bowl game on a Friday, then a college game on a Saturday, and then the Bears would end up playing on Sunday, the field's going to be torn up. And so if you're the Bears, that's something that you want to control. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. I'm not trying to cape for the Bears on this. I just want you to understand like all of the different things that go into this. If the Bears had their own venue, then they would be the ones in charge of everything so that when Beyonce would come in, they would get the revenue from that. They would be in charge of the parking. They would get to decide how the place is structured from a suite standpoint, like operating and moving suites, which is one of the things that the Bears have wanted to do and they haven't really been able to do. Those types of disagreements are the practical ones. The ones where it's, I think it's a pretty easy case for the Bears to make of, we need our own space. We need to be the ones that are in charge of some of this stuff. I get it. I completely understand where they're coming from. What they want to create is what the Cubs have at Gallagher Way now. The Bears, wherever it is, whether it's in Northwest Indiana or Naperville or Arlington Heights, or even if they were to build something in the city, which I think makes it harder for them to get their own thing, they want to have their own place, a place that's going to have retail. Like take SoFi Stadium in LA, for example. The Bears want their version of that, where there's going to be retail, there's going to be housing, and maybe most importantly, there's going to be gambling there. Like that's been one of the issues between where the Bears stand and where the city stands. And this has gone on for the last couple of years as sports betting has grown and you're seeing sports betting places on sites of professional sports across the country. The Bears were interested in getting involved in that. And when they did reach out to the city and the Park District, they were rebuffed and ignored for a long time on these subjects. It's one of the first things that Kevin Warren was trying to do as president of the Bears was to make this whole thing work and get a gambling establishment on the property, because that is a revenue generating part of their business. So there's been some, I would call it childish, like back and forth between the Bears and the city for a while. And this predates Brandon Johnson. I actually think that Brandon Johnson and Kevin Warren did a really good job of patching the relationship between the Bears and the city, which kind of got mauled under Lori Lightfoot and Rahm Emanuel, and even at the end, you know, younger Mayor Daley. That relationship stalled because the Bears are not owners of Soldier Field. They are tenants, and they have been treated like tenants. And I can understand also where the Park District is coming from. You're not here that often. We want to still do things and make money off of this venue that the taxpayers of the state help you build or rebuild or remodel, whatever you want to call it. Because of that, there's friction. There's always going to be friction here. So the conclusion that the Bears came to was, let's go get our own place. And let's be able to be in charge of everything. Every piece of revenue that comes through there, we're going to have. We're not going to have to split it. We're not going to have to share it. Sure, there are going to be tax issues. You're going to be taxed on it. but you're going to have that as your revenue, and you're not going to have to partner with a partner that both sides struggle to see the other side's point of view. Okay. So you have this practical football thing that is out there, and then some of the financial part. Now, look, the Bears are a private business inside of an entity in the NFL that prints money. They are at a point where I would say that they're too big to fail, because it is the thing that we love the most in America athletically, and we tune in to records at record-setting numbers all the time. So if you're a private business and you're not maximizing the revenue that could be generated, fans talk to me all the time about, well, if they leave, I'm going to boycott. You have to understand, the television contract alone makes NFL owners profitable before they sell one ticket. So back in the old days, we as consumers would think that we would have real power in those spaces where we could speak with our dollar, right? Like, we can just say we're not going to do it. But the money's gotten so big on all sports, but particularly the NFL, that you saying you're not going to go to a game is nothing. Like, they've got the entire payroll of their team taken care of. They've got their operating costs taken care of before they turn on the lights.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're like most professionals I know, you've built a successful career, but you're still wondering if you're making the smartest moves with your money. That's where Mezy comes in. It's the AI-powered platform for tax strategies, investment insights, and clear action steps. No confusing reports, just answers, without spending thousands a year. Thousands of tech professionals, doctors, and other higher earners are using Mezy to manage serious wealth. Go to Mezy.com and see what modern wealth building looks like. That's M-E-Z-Z-I.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Like, the television deal is that good. The revenue sharing in the NFL is that good that, yeah, they want your money, but they know they're going to get it. Like, you're not going anywhere. And they know that they're going to get it. And they know that you're going to watch. So even if you're not paying to go see a game, you're going to watch games. Their ratings continue to just grow and grow and grow and grow. And so if you are the Bears, and the Bears have been run very, I would say, of the teams in the NFL, the Bears have been run like a family business to a certain degree. And what the last 10 years has been is them starting to move towards not acting like a mom and pop shop. They are now acting like a $10 billion business, and they want a physical plant that belongs to them that they can control. It's been interesting as Halas Hall has been renovated, and it's better than it's ever been. That gift that Ryan Pace gave them in a vision on how a football operation should work, It's the best thing that he did while he was here was the renovation of Hallis Hall. It makes you wonder if they go to Arlington Heights or if they go to Gary, if the entire operation moves there. Now, look, it's a long way. Like, if they were to move to Gary, it's a long way from Lake Forest to Gary. It's a lot shorter, Soldier Field to Gary. But those extra 20 miles or whatever is a lot. And I think about that when it comes to the moving part, but I'll get to that in another episode. When it comes to what it is that they want to build, I see the vision of it's an indoor stadium. It has artificial, you know, some sort of hybrid or whatever. It has artificial. And now they would get to compete for other things. Like if the Bulls were somehow, I won't use the Bulls. Here's what I'll use as a perfect example. When Caitlin Clark was at Iowa, they played DePaul in a game at Kinnick Stadium, at the football stadium. If there was someone like that that was coming up and playing at DePaul or Northwestern, and they wanted to move it to a bigger venue, that's where the new place would be able to do it. Plus, the idea of hosting NCAA tournament games and the Final Four and other things and concerts and all of that stuff. That's what it is that they want. They want to have control. They want to make money. They know that they've probably been slacking compared to other teams because they don't own their own property. So the reasoning behind wanting to move, I think, is more than valid. Like, I completely understand where they're coming from. There's all this money that's being left on the table if they stay at Soldier Field. But they're asking for, usually, when teams want to build a new stadium, there's going to be a significant amount of money that's going to be used from the taxpayers. And sure, the Bears have said, oh, well, you know, we'll kick in $2 billion and we just need infrastructure. But ordinarily what happens is that's usually the starting point on the price of something. And then as we go on, that price goes up. And then at the end, the taxpayers are like, what the hell just happened? How much money do we still owe on this? That sort of thing, where there's still almost $600 million that's owed on the Soldier Field renovations. And the Bears have pretty much paid off their part of that. And I'm told that that's not really a hindrance to what it is that they want to do wherever it is they want to do it. But again, that'll be in a later episode. So them building their own campus to make money off of makes all the sense in the world. And now it's a matter of how do we get to that point? How do you get there if you're the Bears? And that's where I think things got backwards. Ordinarily, like one of the last presents that Ted Phillips left the Bears, and maybe now they might think of it as an albatross, was the deal that got done to buy the parcel of land in Arlington Heights. $200 million, they spend that money, and now they can build whatever they want. It is a similar plot of land to what SoFi sits on. And they could do all of those things, but they've got to figure out how to pay for it. And the paying for it part is really complicated. And it's what I'll end up getting into. But that the relationship between the city and the Bears has really devolved until we get to Kevin Warren and Brandon Johnson. And now I wonder if that relationship is kind of devolved too. They had the big pep rally over at Soldier Field a year and a half ago. And I understand why, if you're Kevin Warren, if you're someone who lives in the city, how can you not love it? Like, if you live where he lives, or you can roll like he can roll, and you're close and you're like, man, I don't want to leave this skyline. Like, I understand that. I understand him being like, why are we leaving again? Like, why would we leave Chicago if we could end up owning our own place, or forging a better, what the Bears would say is a more equitable partnership with the city? I completely understand where he's coming from, but that means that a lot of things have to change, and there have to be a lot of hoops that are jumped through for them to get what they want. I think eventually they're going to get something. And I personally, let me speak on this for a few minutes too, because I am opposed to the public paying too much. I'm not going to say that the public shouldn't pay a dollar, because I think that doing stuff with infrastructure, you have to, like, and from what I'm told, the governor's office is fine with that. You do need roads. You need to make sure that people can get, and usually state governments are okay with that being the case. I personally don't care where the Bears play. It is unlikely that when the Bears finally do break ground and they build a place, that I'll be going to games there anyway. Like, it doesn't matter to me. I love this Soldier Field. When I was covering the team, I've spent my adult life in either Kenwood, Hyde Park, or Woodlawn. And in those three places, Soldier Field is a 10-minute or less than 10-minute drive away. So even though I was traveling 40 miles to Lake Forest every day on game day, that's where things were really super easy for me. But I don't care where they land. Like, I care how it happens, but I don't care where they are, because where they are, people are going to go. Like, if they're in Gary, you're going. If they're in Hammond, you're going. If they're in Naperville, you're going. If they're in Algonquin, you're going. If they're in Arlington Heights, you're going. You're going to go. You can say that that doesn't make them, and Les used to say that all the time, it'll take the C off the helmet. They're still going to be the Chicago Bears. They're just going to be in a different place. And let's say that you host a Super Bowl, right? Because that's one of the things, if you want to make sure is you have a place that's good enough to host the Super Bowl. And that only comes around for a city like Chicago that isn't warm weather. That only comes around once every 15 to 20 years. So if you do want to host a Super Bowl, yeah, it's gonna say Chicago. Like, the Super Bowl that's happening in Santa Clara, that's going to be hosted by the San Francisco 49ers. And a lot of the league stuff is going to be in San Francisco, okay? In Miami, when the Bears were in the Super Bowl down there, the Super Bowl was played in Miami Gardens. And that's not South Beach. It's not. It's not real close to South Beach. But everything that the league did was on South Beach. The team hotels, the parties, the get-togethers, the convention center, like, all of that stuff was down there. And it's going to be the same way. Outside of a few events, it's going to be Chicago hotels, downtown Chicago. So all of that stuff that's going to be connected to a Super Bowl in the, you know, the future where the Bears are hosting a Super Bowl, let's call it in 2040, all of that stuff is going to be here in the city. The game will be in Arlington Heights, or be in Gary, or at the I-88 corridor, the Topgolf, all that stuff. But all of the league stuff is going to be in the city. So it doesn't bother me that they are thinking about leaving. Now, I know that my point of view on this is less emotional than most. There are some people who feel like they should never leave. The mayor is one of those people. I understand where he's coming from, but to me, it doesn't matter because by the time no one wants, and I get this too. If you're a Lori Lightfoot or you're a Brandon Johnson, you don't want to be the mayor that lost the Bears, okay? But the truth is by the time the Bears play wherever it is they're going to play, Brandon Johnson's not going to be mayor of Chicago anymore. Like, he's just not. It's the lease for Soldier Field is 2033. He'll move on and be doing something else by then, maybe even working for the Bears. Who knows? As someone that can help them craft messages about some of this stuff. So to me, it's interesting to see how all of this stuff plays out and whether it should matter. Like, whether the team being here, to me it doesn't matter. To some people it does. But if you're Kevin Warren and you've now reached a point where your leverage play in the city can't really work, you've got to figure some stuff out. But he walked into a situation where they had already bought the land. And if you've already bought the land and you've already made your feelings known going back to 2021, it makes it hard for people to believe, oh, yeah, you're just going to flip that land that Arlington sat on. You're just going to flip it. All right. I appreciate you indulging me. I just wanted to give you my perspective on that part of it. The next episode that I do about this, though, that's we're gonna get into why stuff is not happening. Okay? It's supposed to be shovels in the ground in 2025. That's what Kevin Warren wanted. And they are not going to be in the ground before the year is up. They still have to find a place that they want to put this thing. Arlington Heights is theirs, their steady backup. But it's gotten a little ugly, and I've talked to a bunch of people who are involved in this. And so in the next episode, I'll have a little bit more room to share some of that reporting, you know, get my handy-dandy notebook out and tell you some stories. There's some stuff I have heard over the last week that is upsetting. And strangely enough, some of it will not be surprising. So I hope this helped as a primer on why the Bears would even want to do this before their lease is up with Soldier Field in 2033. But I needed the space to do it. And that's why I have House of L to begin with. So there'll be a part two to this, at least a part two, and maybe a part three, depending on what people I talk to. But I appreciate your time. I appreciate the engagement. Thanks for checking out all of the videos that we have here on House of L. Please subscribe if you're just catching us for the first time. It's very much appreciated. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.